now, Strauss.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of PB&J. This is Principal
Brenda,
and let's get right to it. What did we do this weekend? Lots of things. So I'll start.
Okay.
On Friday was date night. We had some Chinese food. It was delicious.
Yum.
And then for those who don't know, every Friday at 8 p.m. on Twitch.tv/gettingbelligerent, we play Jackbox. So if you ever want to join or just come watch the fun, you should check it out. Remember, that's Fridays at 8 p.m.
It's pretty funny. And then this time around, we actually, towards the end, kind of dressed up.
Well, someone was attacking me with their wings.
They were fairy wings. You're awesome.
No, they weren't. They were hitting me in the side of the head. Every time you turn, bah! It's like, what the hell?
I had a little bit too much Trulies on Friday.
A little bit? Jeebus.
It was hot, and that was nice and refreshing.
Anyways, whatever. What did you, your Friday?
Well, same thing after work. I said, hallelujah, Jesus. And, well, did I start drinking right after work?
Probably.
I did not, because we had to go get food, some bomb food for date night.
Oh, after yes. The food is when the drinking started.
Yes, because let me tell you, it was hot as a mofo on Friday. So I had my cooling towel. I had my little mini Mr. Fan. Oh, it's the best. I loved it. And then Jackbox. Jackbox is actually really freaking fun.
Well, yeah.
And especially with the group of friends that we have, I loved it. So, yeah.
That was fun. So then Saturday, I don't have a really good cutting board, and I've been wanting a good one. The one we had, like, it's cracked. And then I found out that in the house, there was a second cutting board that was within the drawers, and I'm like, but it was all jacked up, and I'm like, I can make this work. So I took it out, and I was going to refinish it. So I was going to sand down, have my orbiter sander, and I'm like, all right, I got one course of sandpaper, and then I'm like, wait a minute. Fuck, I don't have the other ones that go with it. So I only have one type of sandpaper. But let's see if I can make it work, right? Nope, that thing got wasted quick. So then I had to go look around. Thank goodness I found some sandpaper around, but I had to do it the old-fashioned way by hand. I'm like, ugh, this is so beneath me. Should be so much faster. So I'm over here just sanding it by hand. Finally got everything down. Put on some whip glue for the areas that were a little bit, you know, dented and stuff. While this is going on, someone here comes to the garage. And they're like, oh, I'm a tan. I'm like, tan? What are you talking about? Huh? She's like, don't judge me. I'm going to be tanning. I'm like, oh, all right. Sorry. Damn. All right. So finally end up finishing my cutting board. Everything applied the last bit of sanding, which was with a finer grit, put some mineral oil, and that thing came out nice.
So wait, hold on. Let me back up the story really quick.
Why?
We have a second cutting board?
So that second cutting board was on the other end by the fridge, and technically, like, when you pull it out, the fridge is kind of blocking it, so no one ever... Even then, I never knew it existed. I only found out by accident, because the drawer under there, I usually keep my knives there, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, holy crap, it's a fucking cutting board. I pulled it out.
The only reason why I'm asking, because the first cutting board, I think I found it by... I didn't find it. It was already there. And I thought it was some type of crazy discovery. Go, babe, did you know that there was a cutting board underneath this thing? And he just stands there looking at me, blink twice. Ding, ding. Yes.
I'm like, I've lived here... for almost 25 years. I know that one that's there. But now I shouldn't talk so much shit. Then I'm like, oh crap, there's a second one?
Well, no. After that one, I was beside myself. I go, oh my gosh, this is so dope. So when he busted out that second board, my eyes lit up. I go, what other discoveries am going to have in this house?
This is an old house, so... Cool.
I thought it was cool.
But it came out nice.
Actually, it's really, really nice.
It's cheap wood, so I don't know how long it's going to last. But, it looks nice. Eventually, I would love to get a legit, either a teak wood or maybe maple or... there's so much things I want to get. But they're fucking expensive.
I know, you've been dropping them hints. Yeah. Oh, so for my birthday.
Well, originally I'm like, oh, you know, this set of knives look really good. Oh, and this cutting board looks nice. Oh my goodness, wouldn't that look nice in the house? But I ended up splurging a little bit of my stimulus, and I'm gonna buy a new set of barbecue knives. Those should be that they're gonna come in Friday. Turns out everything got pushed back, so it's not gonna come till Monday.
I mean, you should have known that.
I was hoping. All right, I was hoping maybe I could use them this weekend, but whatever.
Well, you're contributing, so there you go.
So how was your Saturday?
So my Saturday, y'all. I still woke up drunk. I woke up. I opened my eyes. Oh no, you forgot to say that. So on Saturday, mind you, I was still pretty drunk, and it was about 9. I usually wake up really early. That's just how I am. But suddenly, when we woke up around 9:30 or something, it was due to a.
Oh Jesus! Oh, so fuck. Thank you for reminding me about that crap. I was trying to sleep in, and all I freaking hear is horns and people yelling and horns and beeping. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I get up, and I'm fucking like half asleep. What the fuck? And I move the screen on the window, and it's a fucking party parade for someone's birthday. I think that's, I'm like, I hate all of you right now. What the fuck? I felt like the old man just like, get off my lawn. Even though they're just driving by. Like, if I had enough, long enough hose, I probably would have watered, like, oh, fucking hose them down. Oh, my
gosh.
They like disturbed the my sleep.
Oh, Lord. And no, this is the thing, because I woke up, again, I was all dazed out. But he woke up in a fright, and he got on his feet, I don't know how fast. And I just put my hand up, thinking that I had some type of magical powers. And I'm like, what? Babe. It's just the birthday parades. It's okay. It's okay. And he looks at me and then just opens the door like he flung it open and just das, 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 and he goes to the window. Oh, these people. And da, 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 da.
Disturbing my slumber. Some bullshit.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. We're actually planning something like that for my mom's birthday, which is this coming Saturday.
Don't do it in the morning.
Definitely, I'm not doing it in the morning. I'm glad we already planned it out to be around 1, you know, afternoonish. Because I'm not even going to lie, that annoyed the hell out of me. I go, don't you know there's still some drunk-ass people trying to wake up? Let them sleep.
Don't forget, your folks are in a nice neighborhood. So I don't know what will happen then, too, if you wake
up. No, well, they already did it. She told me someone already had a birthday and they did something similar to that. But definitely we're doing it in the afternoon, where if you haven't woke up at that time, that's on you. So, yeah. So I got woken up in such a pleasant manner. And then after that, we're doing a weekly Zoom brunch, if you will, with my girls. And so this week, I hosted last week. If you guys heard, you know, we did the Lucy trivia. And then this week was one of my friends, and she did a drinking game. So I was like, oh, damn, I'm going to get drunk again.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. But, it was fun. We basically had to put in our name in each phrase, and we couldn't use the same person twice. Mm-hmm. It had to be a single time. The only card that we all got right was card 12. It was pretty funny. So we were pretty buzzed. So yeah, I drank again. And then when, So then after that, and then I went outside to try to, you know, tan my legs.
Oh, this is when I was out in the garage doing my stuff with the cutting board, right?
Yes. So this is the thing.
She's very pasty.
I'm very pasty.
If you guys have seen the movie Powder, that's basically, like, I'm telling you, the reflection from the sun was I had to look for my sunglasses.
Then that's your fault. You should have had your sunglasses on.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be like a mirror flashing in my eyes, blinding me.
Anyway, so I
like a signal light.
I put my sunblock on. I had my Coachella hat. I had my sunglasses. I had my little fan. What else did I have? My parasol, and I had my Coachella chair, so I was ready to lounge. I'm like, dope. I'm good. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I was done. I was like, this may have done something. No.
No.
No. Nothing at all. They're still very pasty.
Yeah. Some of us just have that year-round tan.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyways. So, the tanning was unsuccessful. But, yeah.
But my cutting board came out nice.
It did. Very nice. So, while he was actually cooking... No, wait.
Oh, so now we have Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
So, Sunday...
Oh, wait. I forgot something.
What?
So, we're talking about Saturday. Sorry, I was pretty drunk on Saturday, too. So, after that, I did some sewing. And then I listened to a really cool DJ that had, like, a Halloween theme. I thought it was pretty dope. So, anyways. And that was it.
Okay. Sure. Anyway, so Sunday. Sunday, Brenda made breakfast. It was really delicious. Then we went... She ended up giving my dad a haircut because his hair got super long. And I was like, are you sure, Pops? Are you sure? He's like, yeah, whatever. All right. So Brenda gave my Pops a haircut. I let her explain what happened. After that, we went to her folks' house.
Hold on. Since we're on the subject, I'm going to disclaim that I said from the beginning, I am not a professional. I have never cut any man's hair. I've never used clippers. Mm-hmm. So, FYI. That's all I have to say.
So, like I was saying, after that, we went to go drop something off at our folks' house. Came back, and when we came back, I smoked my first time smoking tri-tip, and holy shit, was it delicious! So, I did a reverse sear on it, which basically was I smoked it in my smoker until it got an internal temp of 115. Then I pulled it, and then I put it on my regular grill. I heated up the grill to be from your hot dog, and just sear it there. And I seared it on each side until it reached an internal temp of 135. And then let it rest, finish the potatoes. And yeah, when we got back, sliced it up. Whew, was that good.
So delicious.
It was bomb. It was nice. It was juicy. It had the nice sear to it. It also had it was just so good. And then the rub I made fucking came out really good. I was a little skeptical, but no, that sucker came out delicious.
Yeah, I keep getting more impressed with your skills. Honestly, I'm not just saying this because, you know, I absolutely love you and think you're amazing. But that tri-tip, good God, it was so soft. It was juicy. The rub he used, again, maybe I could be biased because I absolutely love rosemary. But I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not.
No, that's fine. Why? I'm not going to be one of, no, my trade secret. Nah, my rub had...
No, don't say it.
What? No, salt?
No, don't say
what?
It.
Why not?
No. It's a tease. It's a tease. You don't have to say it.
Why not?
Because you're going to be rich and famous in the cook-off
not
shows.
Not by cook-offs. No. What? No. I'm not...
Anyways, it was delicious. Jesus. And I told him after I ate the first piece. So I have this thing when I eat that when I really...
She ignores everybody else?
Yes. I'm not going to hear you. I'm in a complete ratatouille moment and bliss, nirvana, whatever you want to call it. It's just, I don't know what to call it, a food coma-ish type of thing. I don't know. It's divinity. And that's how this tri-tip was today. It was so good. Again, the potatoes were awesome too. I get happy with purple potatoes. I don't know why. I'm odd that way. So,
if you guys seen Ratatouille, and in the scene where... He ends up grabbing a piece of cheese, and he's in his mind he has this flavor, and he hits a bite of a fruit, and he has this thing in his flavor, and he eats both of them, and a new image goes into his mind. That's yes. Brenda. Every time she eats, she just goes into this journey. Every single time.
It's like a deer in headlights. That's what I look like if you see me. It's just, I love food, and I love all the sensations in your palate, and I just love it. Anyways, yeah. So that's what happened.
That's what I did this weekend.
So, while he was cooking, I have not turned my car on since I've been working from home. It's been week two, week three?
I don't know.
Well, I'm anyway. Struck. Yeah, so basically, I have not turned on my car at all. When we go to get our groceries or any essential trip we have to make out of the house, Percy's the one who drives his car. I haven't done it. So I was supposed to do it today, but he insisted on driving again.
Oh, yeah. I want to drive.
So I, you know, I told, we agreed. Once I got, we got back while he was cooking, I was going to at least 15 minutes be in my car to just have it run, you know, because I don't want it to be a situation where my car's, lo and behold, out of battery or whatever the case is, you know. I didn't want to find this out when I have to go back to the office. So as I am in the car, mind you, I have my face mask in the car. I don't know why. I just, whatever. It is what it is. And I'm on my phone going down the rabbit hole. But the thing is, I'm so used to watching my surroundings. And as I'm, you know, minding my own damn business, I see this bicyclist go through my side view peripheral. I can never say that right.
Yeah, peripheral.
Peripheral, my peripheral vision. And go through the front neighbor's yard. I'm like, who the hell? I go, oh, it's probably, you know, someone that goes visits this person, right? So I look away, and when I look back, this person goes to the side of his house. Let me explain how he looks. So he has a backpack. He has some like cargo pants. He has a mask on. He had a hat, and a white tee, right? So when he did that, I thought, oh, maybe this guy just came to do him a favor because he's elderly, right? I thought he was gonna water his lawn. Homeboy starts pouring the water all over his head, his face, his feet. And then at this point, again, I'm trying not to look at this guy, but I couldn't help it, you know? So he was trying to hurry up. And at that point, I text Percy, hey, and explain what I just said. And I said, if this guy relieves himself, then I'm going to get out of my car. I'm going to tell him something. But what would you do in that situation?
Well, first thing, like, you tell me, what? So I went outside. I'm like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And I went outside, and by that point, the dude was already leaving. I saw the dude on the bike, like what the fuck? All right. So I went up to her, and she's like, she ran the roll down the window. She's like, oh, no, he got water, splashed in his face. But if he would have taken a leak or something, I would have came out of my car and yelled at him. For me, it's just weird, because I was going defensive mode. I'm like, I don't know, you're not from this neighborhood. And then I would have been like, all right, what are you doing? But the thing is, you have to take yourself out. Like, I don't know, maybe he is homeless, and he was, because it was fucking hot.
Yeah.
And he just needed to try somehow to refresh himself. I get it. If you're in survival mode, you don't care. As a person that owns property, like, get the fuck off my lawn. Mm-hmm. But again, it's weird to me, because he's technically trespassing in the front yard, but it is just the front yard.
And them water bills.
Water bill is fucking expensive. So I don't know. I don't know what I would have done if it would happen to us, but it's hard for us. It happened to us since we have a fence. Mm-hmm. And if someone goes through the fence, that's already,
And we have the Ring doorbell, so don't try it.
Like, fisticuffs is going to happen, or we might have to go get the machete.
Mm-hmm. We don't play. To be quite honest, that's basically the thought process that went into my mind. Again, we're in California. It is effing hot. I could only imagine if this guy was homeless, one. But if that is the case, you know, you don't have any type of AC, you know, you have to survive. However, the way homeboy approached this guy's house looks like he's done it before. And that's what I forgot to tell you.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like he's done it before, because he was super comfortable. I'm telling you, this guy went in the middle of this guy's lawn. It's not like he went on the sidewalk. No, he went in the middle of this guy's lawn, went to the side of the house. This is the thing. If you are a stranger, complete stranger, you don't know this person's house, you're going to try to look for the hose, right? This guy knew exactly where the hose was.
He probably already knows that he's elderly and he's not going
to... That's what I'm saying. And then that's what
we got to keep an eye out.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So at that point, you know, I started thinking, I'm going to let you get your refreshing on. But if you try something, I most definitely am not the person to, you know. But Anyways, yeah.
Moving on.
What would you do? Is basically, what would you guys have done?
Well, we already know one of our friends would have probably chased him down with a bat. You know who you are. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say names, but we know who you are. And more power to you. Protect your home.
Yeah, exactly. Dang, it's just crazy, but...
Anyway, so, yeah. Don't you have a story time?
I do have a story time. So, mind you, I got permission to give this story. I was talking to my sister. Oh, it was Saturday. That's another thing.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was talking to my sister. Shout out to my sister. I love her to pieces. Obviously, with this quarantine, we can't do our usual, you know, just go to Target and just spend time, you know?
Or spend money.
But anyways, so she got out of the house. And then, obviously, she can't just go anywhere. You know, Macy's is not open. Like, you know, retail stores are not really open except essential ones. So she ended up going to, I believe it was Home Depot. I forgot what store, but it was a, you know, a store that's open. And as she's telling me her story, she goes, oh, I finally got to get the, she's into planners. So she, you know, she was getting that stuff. And then she happened to get something that caught her eye. And I call this quarantine. What did I call it? Quarantine buyer's hallucination. That's what I'm calling it. I don't know if it's an actual term. If you guys know, please tell me. But basically, she saw these bomb clippers, right?
What kind of clippers?
Fingernail and I believe toenails, because it was a big one and a small one. Okay. But she was raving. She's like, Brenda, it's rose gold and it's a mermaid's tail. It's the best thing. I've never seen it. And life is short. This is so cute. And I go, you know what? You're right. Live your best life, Cindy. Live your best life. So we're talking throughout this whole time. So this is the thing. She's home at this point. She made it home and she goes, oh, Brenda. I go, what? What's wrong? You know, the mermaid tail? I go, yes. It's actually a fish. So on the packaging, it says big fish, little fish. She was so excited.
Did she make up her own cover? Did she imagine this elaborate mermaid thing that's really just a fish?
She got Dr. Seuss'd.
One fish, two fish, three fish? What the...
I couldn't stop laughing. I told her...
How does that even happen?
I don't know. And then we were laughing for God knows how long. And I told her, did you not read...
Apparently bought. Not.
She goes, Brenda, it just looks so cute. I thought it was a mermaid's tail.
Lord.
So I
told
her.
Technically, I guess she's not wrong since a mermaid's just a fish.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know if it's because she was so excited to be out and she just, you know, imagined it. She hallucinated. Oh, there's a mermaid's tail clippers. When are you ever gonna find that? No, she was driving. She's a mama, so she don't do that. No.
I'm just asking. Something smells fishy here.
Stop it. Horrible. Fuera. Fuera.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
so... If any of you guys have had this experience of quarantine buyer's hallucinogen, please let me know and you can share your story so my sister won't be alone.
I think she really is alone in this one. That doesn't make any damn sense.
Oh my gosh. I laughed so hard. But I will say, she sent me a picture. Hold on. I should have showed it to you. I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
It's actually pretty cool. Like, you open it up, and there's a nail file, but it's not an actual, like, the original ones. It's embedded in the thing. It's pretty dope. It's legit. So, I thought it was cool. It was a good purchase. I'm just going to let her believe that. And she got it on sale. So.
So, you're telling me that in the end, she doesn't feel like a fish out of water.
Wow.
And on that note. Hope you enjoyed this episode of PB&J. Remember to share this with your friends. And, hope you guys like it. Remember to Tell your friends. That was gold, all right? I gave you gold.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. See you next time.
Bye.